Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Wanted to share another lesson today from my conversation with David C. Baker on Forecast, which you can listen to at forecast.fm/Baker. One of the things that David does a really good job of articulating in his book, The Business of Expertise, and in our conversation together is, and I'm using my own words here, I'm paraphrasing what I've gotten out of the conversation, is that clients need you more than you need them. Clients need you more than you need them. Now, first of all, the disclaimer here is this is not meant to be an arrogant statement. This is not meant to be interpreted in a way that you're better than anybody else or you're smarter than anybody else, because that's just not true. I know, frankly, I think all my clients are smarter than me and I have so much respect for them. And I'm really honored to be able to work with them. I have an amazing, amazing group of really, really smart clients, really bright clients who frankly make me better and make me smarter. So that's not to say that you're better than them, not at all. But it is to say that when it comes to your rare and valuable expertise, the thing that they hire you for, they need you more than you need them. And that is a simple statement of fact. That is a simple consequence of supply and demand. That if your expertise is rare and valuable, then that means that there aren't a lot of people out there who can do what you do and who can help clients achieve the results you can help them achieve. And if that's not true, then your expertise is not positioned well enough and you need to work on that. But if it is true and clients don't have many alternatives to working with you, then the fact is they need you more than you need them. You know, they can't find many other people to work with who can achieve the same results for them that you can achieve, but you can probably find many other people like them who need your help. And when you have that kind of mindset, everything changes. And again, huge caveat here, huge asterisk in like capital letters, highlighted and underlined three times. Don't make this an excuse to be arrogant. Don't let this go to your head. Don't let this feed your ego, because then you're going to lose. That's a losing game. Nobody wants to work with somebody who thinks that they're better than them. We want to work with people who are willing to serve us and help us achieve our outcomes and who genuinely care about us and the results that we want to achieve. But when you acknowledge that clients need you more than you need them, then all of a sudden, the dynamic of the relationship completely changes. Now, you're not selling anything. You're not selling anything. Your job is not to sell them something or convince them to buy or persuade them or back them into the corner so they can't say no anymore, because these are the traditional sales tactics. Traditional sales tactics are overcome objections, not think about where the objections are coming from, but overcome objections, get past no, not think about why they're saying no, get past no and get to the yes and persuade clients that they should work with you. All of that goes out the window. You don't need to do any of that because you don't need them, they need you. So your job then becomes to educate the client on why they need you. To articulate to the client the best way for them to approach the problem that they're solving and how working with you is the best option to solve that problem. That's your job. You take the posture, you take the attitude and the approach of the specialized, in-demand, sought-after expert, and you don't convince people to buy from you. You help them get their bearings. You help them understand how to approach the problem that you solve. And then you position yourself as the one and only solution to that problem. That's a very different dynamic. That's a very different posture than what most people would have you take. And it's a posture that's comfortable. It's a posture you can own. And it's a posture that's becoming of an expert who is in high demand and who charges premium prices. So that's another lesson that I've learned from reading David's book, The Business of Expertise, and from having the conversation with him, and from trying out these ideas in the real world, that when you understand and you really bring into your work this idea that clients need you more than you need them, everything changes. Again, check out my full conversation with David C. Baker over at forecast.fm/Baker. Enjoy. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.